Dafnon days on a base on top. Amar bitzak nafcha. Beboyim, when they come, minoy odam lenoy behema. The Mishnah speaker on this kala was done for a takshit for a person. And while the person was using it, it became tame. After it became tame, you gave it to the behema. So you have to take it from the original tumah that it had. Since a person is pulling the behemoth with it, it's considered like a klitashmish of a person. Milatanya makal shel behemoth, a stick that they used to hit the camel or the anaka, or like they used to use to guide the bear. Shamateches, if it's made out of metal, makabel tumah. But if it's made out of wood, it's not makabel tumah. Ma'atam, because a person uses it. He hits the animal. Since he pulls it, it's considered makabel tumah. The tovim become a ketovim in its place on the animal. Ike chatzitza is a chatzitza because the ring that's in the collar is kavua, very strong, and the water can't reach there. Amar Rav Ami b'shirischan, where he hit it with a hammer till it's widened, and therefore the hole is a little wider, and water goes in there. Leimer Rav Ami k'beisvil holds like Rav Yosef that he holds, and so behemoth it's also a kabatoma, since a person could do a shicha, therefore if he loosened them after tuma, it still blives tuma, and the tuma doesn't leave, because it's still chazal behemoth. The ikir b'yitzuk nafcha, that he said, it's not makabatoma only when a person used it. So then, b'boi min ha'adna l'noi behemoth, kim the rischan, once he weakened them, of b'maisa, did a maisa, b'chra tuma, the tuma leaves it. But now we learn, kala kem yordin l'day tumasam b'machshava. After he thought about it and he wants to leave it as is now and he was not giving him sakin in it, that's Gemara Malach, it's Makabel Tumah. But then Oilam Tumasam, but you can't undo the Tumah that's on it, right? After he thought of the skin to make a carpet, it goes down, it becomes tumable. And now if he thought he's going to make sandals or scraps, it doesn't lose the Torah Kli till he uses a knife or something to Mashina Maisa. Ela Mashina Maisa. So the Kribil Dama Maisa, the sakin, and Maisa, which is to just three masakin lav ma'isas naksin. Ma'isas is the fact that you made it wider the ring, that doesn't make it a ma'isat in order for it not to become a kabbal tumah. Tanibidam alay omashin a ma'isat the sakin el kalkal only to ruin it. So this is done by mechulalan. When they originally made flutes wide and there's hollow spaces in them, so you put a ring inside that thing as the width, and that is considered it has more space. Shal tam dechem galil elyan. There's a chilik in halachas between one ring and another ring, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it comes to Shabbos. When it comes taking out Shabbos, there's a chilik between if it has a signet ring or it doesn't have a signet ring, as we'll see in Perek Me'isha. When it comes to Tumah, Davda Chodi, it's each one thing. Each din, each ring has one din. There's only one din, but now we learn Tabas Adam Tamei, the ring of a person's tummy, Tabas Baby came, Shakalat was Taurus of Taurus. So the one says, Ki Kamala Ionam, the Adam come, they have a person. The Adam Dovda Achis is no separate dinim, but Tani Tabas, a ring, Shiskina, that he was Masakan Lachkaba Masnav, that he put it on the bendel to be able to tie the loins, Ulakashabar to tie Bank Seifav, the long gloves, to Hiris Tar. Because it's like a ketabas of a kelim, and it's not similar to a tabas of a person. Now, Amr Tumei, Elish al-Azabad, only of the ring. Kikam al-Yanam, the Ezbekam, is saying that all dinim of Tumma is of a finger, the same thing. With the Ezba, in Shabbos, there is a chilik. The Ezba, Dovda Achiz, but now we learn Tabas of Mateches, a tabas of metal, the Chaisoma Shal Almoig, and it has an Almoig wood. It's a beautiful chasima. Tamei is Tamei. Because if we go bust of the ring, I'm shoot the clay matchas is Tamei. Shall Almoig, if the ring is of ring, v'chasama shamatech of this Almoig, and v'chasama shamatech is tar, because it's shoot the clay eights. Ki kamala iyanami kula shamatech is kama, only when the whole ring is metal. Oy chal, shamatech is chalke v'machat l'machat, you can differentiate between one needle and another needle. On the Shemla Shematan in Shabbos, it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to taking out Shabbos, there's a difference if it has a hole or doesn't have a hole. A hole, you chayv a chattas. It doesn't have a hole, which is a tachshad. You're not going to be chayv a chattas. The ilin yintumah davda achasi, the same thing. Ilin yintumah davda achasi, but not machat shnit l'chuda. If its sharpness was the hole was taken away, oy uktsa, or the point, tahay restar. Ki kamalei b'shleima, it's complete. U'b'shleima davda achasi is one din, but not machat shehelsa chaluda. If it brought rust, If it now cannot be sown properly, Torah. That you can see the mark of the needle is nikkah, that it's a clean, it's tummy. Or the reshuma of the rust is nikkah in the baget, which means it ruins the baget. When it's smoothed out, where it has no rust. Or b'shifet over the achasi, but tanya machet bein akuvah, where there has a hole, bein ein akuvah, mutal tatal b'shavas, let it move around Shabbos in the chatzah, because you could use it to get rid of a thorn. So as it din cleave, the amr akuvah, the nafkamina between a hole or not having a hole, is only in tum b'vad, only comes to tum. Ha'tar b'ram b'ayin, le'b'derov b'galmi. In Perakal Kerem, he said b'galmi, which is a form that it was cut from the thread, and it's gonna be, in other words, you are making the needle now, and it's gonna have a hole there. Then as long as it didn't make the hole, it's not makabatum, because it's not nigma malachta. The intumus kli, that's a maisa, that he finishes the whole maisa. But the in Shabbos, it's mutter, because sometimes he might decide and leave it that way, and he might make it as a kli, just take out thorns. But a needle that's nigma malachta, that's not gonna be, you're not gonna make a hole in it, it has the same din for tumah, whether it has a hole or it doesn't have a hole. Zok the Mishnah, chamor, a donkey, yotze b'merdas, can go out with his saddle, which is there to keep him warm, because a donkey, even in tamas, is cold. It's mashik shubo, if it's tied to him, we'll see anything more. Zecharim, the males, the rams, yotze can go out levuvim, can go out levuvim, the Gemara will explain what this is. Rechela, sheep, go to shchuzos, can go out shchuzos, we'll see what the Gemara says, what it means, kavulos, ukavunos. Ha'iz and the goats, yotze tzruros, can go on with their breasts sealed, just to dry them up, they shouldn't give off any more milk. Or they do it to protect that the milk should not drip onto the ground. Except for the sheep that are totally inside an enclosure, which is there to watch that their wool should not get dirty, and it's considered tachshit. If you do them goat, you to sue the yavish if you're doing it to dry, because if you the holes like the tanakam, it's not considered masoi. But when it's dry, it's very tight. You don't have to worry; it's going to fall off. Not that if he's using it to protect the milk, it shouldn't go on the floor. That's not so tight. There were choshesh that he might come to carry. This is the end of Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis.